Isaiah joining us on the headset. Isaiah Glasker, congratulations to you and the Cougs. Great win tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, first up, we were nervous for a moment because you stayed down for a bit. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. I got a little dinged up. I just go to the sideline for like one play or two, so it wasn't too bad.
Isaiah, let's talk about this. We had a little bit of a conversation with Harrison Taggart about it, but I want to talk to you about it as well because RJ Maryland coming in, it was one of the nation's top tight end receiving threats, and I'm sure you had a lot of focus on him. What was your responsibility tonight and just your thoughts on what you guys were able to do against RJ?
Honestly, I knew I was going to have to guard him sooner or later because we was playing a lot of man tonight, and we knew watching film and stuff like that he was going to be a good player. So I feel like we prepared pretty well with him, especially having a high safety over covering him too as well. So I feel like we did a pretty good job with that. So
maybe you could talk a little bit about Jay Hill getting kind of back into the swing of things and back to calling the defense, although he's in the press box, which has been new for him the last couple of weeks. Just the strength that he provides you and how well you played for your coordinator tonight.
Yeah, so I played 2 years with him. This is going to be my second year. And definitely these next couple games were for him. I know he had a scary incident and stuff like that, and he brings a lot of fire to this team, especially our defense. We love Coach Hill, and our defense really would do anything for him, and I'm glad that he's doing okay, and I know the rest of these games are going to be for him. So
coming into this game, coming out of the Southern Illinois game and having 120 yards rushing from that quarterback, coming into this game with rushing quarterbacks and knowing what they could do, how much did you guys game plan and orient your defense to make sure these quarterbacks couldn't hurt you with their feet?
Honestly, we had a lot of spies tonight, and we coming into this game, we knew that he was going to be a pretty good quarterback, especially on his feet. He's pretty athletic and super fast, so we just had to keep our gaps and contain and stuff like that. So,
Isaiah, this team is now 2-0, and getting to 2-0 by you were double-digit underdogs. And you were playing in a stadium where they'd won 9 in a row and putting up a ton of points to not just win, but to keep a team like this out of the end zone. What kind of effort did it take to get that done tonight?
Honestly, I have faith in our defense. I knew what our defense was capable of. And coming out here, I knew that we were gonna struggle a little bit just because we wasn't super used to the tempo of the offense. But as soon as we got that down, I feel like our defense is we're for sure one of the best in the Big 12.
What's Justin Enna like as a coach?
He's hard, but he's a super good coach. I feel like he's hard on us when he needs to be hard on us, stuff like that. So especially when we make a mistake, he lets us know what we did wrong and stuff like that. I've learned a whole lot, especially me coming as a free safety, getting into this defense and stuff like that. So he's helped me a lot.
You guys win another game, and BYU's got a good history of this, winning games on a short week. You didn't practice Sunday because you can't, obviously. That's true. And then you have basically a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of work, travel Thursday, play Friday. How much work got done in those 3 days, and how focused would you say the prep was to play and win on a short week like this?
We were pretty banged up, I would say. Especially Monday and Tuesday were some hard days. We knew coming into Texas with the humidity and the heat, it was going to be a rough one. So I feel like our preparation was super good, and especially having to adjust to that fast tempo, I feel like we worked on that a lot in practice this week. So,
Isaiah, how much are the iPads and the headsets changing the calls and changing the effectiveness for you guys to be able to recognize things and get calls?
Honestly, I'm super grateful for it, especially when you know you made a mistake or, like, you didn't really read, like, maybe a run or something like that. You can come to the sideline, you can look at the play and stuff like that and correct exactly what you did wrong. So having the iPads, it's super helpful.
So you're able to look at every play or any play that had an issue, you're able to review that on the sideline?
Yeah, so when we come back to the sideline, it kind of takes a second, but it shows the whole last drive, and it's super helpful.
Hey, Isaiah, do you know where you guys are next?
Wyoming, Laramie.
So. Off to Laramie. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I have a lot of family out there, so I'm super excited to go play out there. I know their crowds they'd be getting after and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to get in that type of environment and especially see my family. So,
well, good luck. Where's all the family at? You mentioned they're up there. Where are they at?
Like Laramie and Rock Springs. So,
okay. Well, then this will be a special game for you.
Yes, sir.
Going to be bumming some tickets off freshmen.
That's for sure.
Good for you, Isaiah.
Isaiah, thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.